Good morning, podcasting morning chat. Today is Friday, March 29th, 2024. And today is inspired by yesterday. We did an Ask Us Anything today. We're going to ask you questions by spinning our wheel of podcast topics. We are going to share our wins from the week because that's what we do on Fridays, and we want to do that with you. So if you don't mind, if you're listening live, please hit the share button bottom left-hand side of the screen and share it with a fellow Clubhouser. And if you're listening via podcast, please share this with a fellow podcaster. And in the meantime, give us 2 minutes and we'll get things rolling. Thanks for being here. Morning, podcasting morning chat. I am your host, Mark Ronick, and was a little confused. I had the music playing, and if you listen on Clubhouse, sometimes we've had some tech difficulties where people don't hear me, they don't hear the music. Usually the indication of that is I usually get a warning or a heads up from Nick in the room, and he comes off mic, and that's kind of my cue, like, uh-oh. Nick, did you mean to unmute?
If I am the first moderator on stage, it automatically brings me up unmuted. But if I'm like the second or third moderator that comes up, it automatically brings me up muted. So I came up and I didn't even think about it. And I've just been doing my business.
Got it. Okay, cool. So today we are, of course, it's Friday. So we're going to share our wins from the week. We enjoy reflecting on the past week and recognizing the different things that we're accomplishing. And again, that is, you may say to us, yeah, this is just a small little win. It's not, because these are things that we set out to do, we need to do, we feel compelled to do. And it doesn't matter what size they are. If you do any kind of work, mindset, personal growth, taking those small steps make the biggest impact. So I'm asking a favor, do your best to not compare to others. So when it's your turn to share, let's not say, oh, well, how can I go after that person shared? Their shares were so significant. Their wins were huge. Don't worry about it. Let's just celebrate them. And what I want to do today, we usually start with an icebreaker question. And I have two different directions I want to go in. We've been doing the Podcasting Morning Chat as a podcast for now over 40 episodes. I believe today is number 45. Of course, we've been doing the Podcasting Morning Chat live for over 2 years. Been around for a while. And we've not spun the wheel. We've not spun the wheel of topics. We used to do that all the time. And I think I want to bring it back because I want to make sure that we're talking things about podcasting of value, right? I want us to learn as well. And I know we learn from our wins too, but I want us to, you know, this is the podcasting morning chat. So let's have some podcast topics. So that's one thing I'm going to do instead of the normal icebreaker. And the second thing, I want to actually kick things off with Dominic this morning, because Dominic has returned, I believe, from the Ambies, which were coinciding with podcast movement in California. And I know Dominic had at least a couple of nominations. I also know Dominic happened to be on stage. I think we talked about that the other day. So Dominic, good morning to you. I wanted to hear a little bit about your experience. I also know you didn't take home any Ambies this time. And I want to just check in with you. How was the experience and how are you feeling about all that?
Good morning, everybody. Hope everybody's well. Can you hear me okay? I'm using AirPods.
Yeah, it's a little muffled.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I don't know where my regular earbuds are, so I'm going to try my best here.
Okay.
The experience was amazing. It was really cool. You know, if you're familiar with the musical Hamilton, and the line or song or whatever, in the room where it happens, well, it was definitely the room where it happened. All the big name players were there. You're talking about Wondery, Audible, you know, iHeart, all of them were there, right? And it really did have like an Oscars feel to it, if you will, right? Now, obviously, me and Kendra, my wife, were probably the most overdressed people there. But hey, we didn't care. We were in Los Angeles, it was an award ceremony. We got, you know, we pulled up in the Uber Black. We did the whole thing, right? You know, we really treated ourselves like celebrities there. But it was a really cool experience. And, you know, I only had the one nomination, Mark, and for Black is America, for DIY. And we did not come home with it. However, my good friend Lisa Wolfork, who was nominated last year. She might have been nominated the year before that. So it was her season to win. And I was, you know, so elated. Like Crystal was sitting right next to me and Kendra was sitting right next to me. The scream I let out probably burst their drums because I was super happy for Lisa. Right. Like I was super happy for her because, like I said, she had been nominated in this category for a number of years. And we talked about maybe a little bit of some of that frustration that she shared. But she's a super human being and it could not have gone to a more deserving person than Lisa Wolfork and her community, the Black Women's Stitch. But yeah, it was a really cool experience, you know. I don't know if anybody knows this or not, but I got to meet Soda last night. I mean, not last night. I'm sorry. All the days are blurry because it was a lot of traveling the past couple of days. But I got to meet Soda. She came to the after party, the Ambies after party. We were just all kind of hanging out like the cool kids at the taco food truck and just kind of talking and hanging out and all the things. And it was a really neat experience. I definitely can't wait to go back because I will be back. and it was really cool. I look forward to doing this multiple times over.
Well, I applaud you and I'm proud of you nonetheless. And you said just a minute ago that she, and please forgive me, I forgot her name. Lisa Wolfork, and you said that she expressed some frustrations. What was that about?
It was just a situation where, you know, again, when it comes, you know, so the DIY category, you know, there's a lot of discussion and debate as far as like, should that even be a category? Should it be renamed? You know, it kind of sends mixed messages, even though the Ambies say exactly how they define it. But there's always been a lot of frustration in that regard. And so, you know, there was discussions between me and her about like, you know, if how people who judge it, you know, because, okay, so, you know, obviously the Ambies are put on by the Podcast Academy. And, you know, and so just like the Motion Picture Academy is all judged by people within the Academy. And so there was discussions and stuff like that. If people are judging the DIY category, not knowing the actual definition of DIY, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of ambiguous, right? And some have said like it should be the independent podcaster, right?
Yeah.
And you know, category or something like that. So it's a whole thing, but it doesn't matter because she has an Ambi now.
Yep.
Right. And so Crystal Hill, who's in the audience right now, produces Lisa's show. And Crystal was like, hey, if Lisa wins, you want to go up there with me? Like, of course, I would love to do that. And so it was an honor to represent her on her moment because Lisa wasn't able to be there. Right. And so me and Crystal were. And so we wanted to make sure that she was fully represented all the way back home and, you know, in Virginia and stuff like that. So that's why you saw me on stage.
Yeah.
Was to kind of rep Lisa and her work and represent Stitch Please and Black Women Stitch communities.
I love it. And what I really love is that what I love about Crystal bringing you up there is that, yes, okay, so you didn't win the DIY award this time. And what I love, I'm a big believer in visualization. And she gave you that opportunity to stand on that stage while an award was being accepted and you're standing right next to that person. You get to look out into that crowd. You get to visualize yourself being there. And I believe that's going to help you next year. I think that's the way, that's a big component to making these kinds of things happen, is to be able to live those moments, be able to see those moments through the eyes of the winner in this case. I think that goes a long way.
It does. It does. And that's why, Crystal is such a great sensei in that regard. Mm-hmm. It's like I could always kind of tell after the fact, not in the moment, but after the fact, ah, crap, I see what you're doing here. I see what you're doing here. It's a Jedi mind trick. But, you know, but it's all good, though. And I love it. But no, overall, it's a great experience, you know. And what I will say is, you know, DIY, not DIY, this, that, and the other, because we had a few other friends like Anna Deshawn, who's an independent podcaster, but she was also in those categories where the big players were. And I'll say this and land my plane. I think it just goes to show that, again, and I can't reiterate this enough, as an indie podcaster, small podcaster, whatever you want to call it, you can compete on the big stage. Literally, you can compete on the big stage. And so I just want everybody in this room, and if you're listening to the podcast, to know that and internalize that and receive that you can compete on the big stage. Because we were looking at some of the nominees on the screen, and Crystal was looking at some of the credits or whatever. It's like, damn, that reads like a paragraph, right? Because like of all the people that, you know, are associated with that show. But just because that is true, and maybe you don't have the big budget, you can absolutely compete with those people. You may have to do a little something different, but you can compete with those people. And eventually, like a Stitch Please, you can also beat those people. So,
Yeah. Thank you, Dominic. And I'm grateful that you're a part of this community. You're a leader in this community. You have, I know for a fact, you've motivated and inspired a lot of us to get involved in that game of winning awards. And maybe game is putting it a little too lightly. And hopefully you understand where I'm going with that. But yeah, and including me, you've inspired, including me. And Dominic and I are going to sit down and chat a little bit about where I'm going to be, what categories I'm going to be submitting for the podcasting morning chat. Simona, good morning. I see you want to add something. Go ahead.
Good morning. I just wanted to add in, I won't take too much time, but I just wanted to say congratulations to you, Dominic, and Lisa, and Crystal. And I want to say also, like, okay, so Lloyd was doing a watch party, and I had joined it. I'd never watched the Ambies before. And so joined him, and Mark was watching as well. And there was a whole bunch of us that were watching. And seeing you guys on stage was the coolest thing. You have no idea. Mm-hmm. And, like, I don't know. I just feel so proud to be, you know, to have been able to watch you both up there. And just to see you guys win in that capacity. It was a really cool feeling. So I know you're proud of yourselves, but just know that that pride extends to the whole community because, yeah, it was really, really special and really amazing. And I was like, oh my God, I was like, look at them up there. Like it was really cool to watch.
No, I appreciate and receive that. And there's more pictures coming, like, you know, being on the red carpet and being interviewed and all that whole deal. It was like I said, it really did have that kind of, you know, Oscars kind of feel to it. And it was a really cool experience. I definitely look forward to doing this multiple times over.
Love it. Thank you, Dominic. Thank you for sharing and walking us through that. And I agree with Simona. It was really cool to see. And I also agree, it does feel like the Oscars. And I think I said this the other day. That was the first time I've ever watched the Ambies before, surprisingly. And it really did. It felt like when, especially once Lloyd was doing a watch party on Instagram Live and watching it with fellow podcasters and friends, it absolutely gives that feel. I'm definitely all in now. Okay, I'm going to spin the wheel of topics. We will go to Nick with the question. Of course, everybody is welcome to answer it if you have some insight. And if it happens to land on a Podcasting Morning Chat t-shirt, we are going to give it to one of the members of the community who have come up and joined us on stage. And I'm just going to go, and that's how it'll work, right? So for example, Nick will go, if he happens to land on a prize, then Billy is going to win that prize.
Come on, Nick. Don't fail me, baby.
All right, so here we go.
Big bucks, no whammies.
And we will get to your wins, I promise. No prize. And the question for you, Nick, how do you handle a guest coming on your podcast who's nervous or maybe even not very talkative once you get them on your show? And maybe you've had this experience, and if you have, feel free to share.
Hey, so good morning, everybody. Sorry, Billy. I put my heart and soul into that spin. So we'll get them next time. I've actually had several guests that it was either their first time doing a podcast or they're just nervous about being on the show. And I've always, when possible, like to have a pre-interview call with them. And a lot of times after that conversation, that definitely loosens them up a little bit, makes them a little bit more comfortable once they realize how relaxed it can be. And it's not super like uptight. Like it's just not a job interview. Like it's just a conversation. And that usually does it. If the day of people are still nervous, like sometimes they'll kind of just talk through stuff. And I just like to reassure the guests that it's a pre-recording. We're not live. We can stop. We can regroup. We can reprocess our thoughts if we have to, and anything can be cut from the show. So usually after having those conversations, it tends to go a little smoother. Sometimes as the conversation starts rolling, like at the beginning of the interview, it might be a little slow to start, but as we get moving and they're like, oh, okay, this isn't as scary as I thought it was, then the good conversations and the guest starts opening up a little bit more. So that's typically how I did it.
Yeah, I think there's a lot to be said about rapport building with a guest. And sometimes that works really well prior to the interview. Sometimes you can't make that happen. And then I would encourage, before the show starts, give a little extra time before you actually get things rolling to chat with that person. Get to know them a little bit. Because then their focus will be more on the conversation that you're having in that moment and less on their nerves about the podcast conversation.
And to that point as well, like if this person has never spoken to you before, they don't know how you talk.
Yeah.
They don't know what it's like to have a conversation with you.
Yeah.
So if you're having like small little chit chat before you start recording, that'll help calm some of the nerves because they're like, oh, I'm talking to just a normal person that's talking back to me.
Absolutely.
I'm not in a job interview.
it's about building out that chemistry. Alex, you had something, right? Go ahead.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. And I had two interviews. It was their first interviews ever. One was a kid and one was a star of the show that we're doing. Well, not a star, but a person that everybody wanted to talk to. And I tried to warm them up. We tried to do everything that we could. And it was like pulling teeth. And subsequently, the one actor, he has gotten a lot better. But it just goes to show you, my podcast partner is actually in the TV industry, in the movie industry. She actually does, she's a teacher. So she works with the Stranger Things kids. And you know, one of the things that a lot of these actors don't get anymore is media training. And it really shows sometimes when they first are starting and they just don't know what you need as a podcaster or as a media type person. And we interviewed him again and he was a little bit better, but he's getting better. But oh my God, it was just awkward. And you tried to warm him up. We did a pre-call. We did everything he did. And it wasn't that he wasn't respectful. He was like overly respectful, but he was also so afraid of saying something that he shouldn't, that it kind of made it worse. But I it just brought up this whole thing. I'm like, oh gosh, no, not him. But and he's a great guy. That's the worst part. But anyway,
Alex, did you end up kind of cutting the interview shorter, or did you just roll with it all the way through like you would normally? Whatever, I don't know how long your interviews.
I mean, we also had another person. Yeah, we didn't cut it short. It just didn't. We had another person. They wanted questions, and we gave her the questions. We only had like five questions. We went through the questions, and she had a whole nother life why she wasn't on the show after that. She had, and she talks about this. She was in rehab and stuff like that. And she just, we were going to probably talk about it, but she was so adamant and so scared to be back. And she was she's kind of semi-famous in, her dad is really famous in Canada, and it's kind of a known story what happened. And I wanted to talk about it because I did all my homework, but she was just so adamant. But we had that rapport. I probably could have asked the question, but you know, it's like one of those things, like you got to be respectful. And I either blew it or I did the right thing. I'm still not sure. And it's our highest. That's the funniest thing. That episode has over 7,000 views on YouTube. No reason why. It's not even our best interview, but it's such a crapshoot.
I hear you, Alex. And thanks for sharing that. And you know, I appreciate hearing it because it shows that these celebrities are real people too, right? And that, you know, we sometimes look at these people who seem to have it all together, and when it comes down to getting on a podcast episode, there's some of them are still extremely nervous, just like that random person, random in the sense of they're not celebrities, that random person coming on your podcast.
The other thing was that they're all Canadian, so they're the nicest people in the world. I mean, they're just honest. And I mean that, and I'm not trying to just say that for Simona, but every single person that we've worked with from the Canadian staff have been overly wonderful. So if you ever get a chance to work with anybody in the in the TV or movie business that's from Canada, you 9 times out of 10 it's going to be amazing.
Okay, fair.
I will second that, Alex. I will.
Of course you will. All right. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to start with some wins, and we're going to go back and forth between the wheel and the moderators and the wins and our participants this morning. So Billy, good morning to you. And yeah, please share some wins from your week. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Well, after several months of trimming my beard and letting the the parts that don't grow, I think I got a little beard going on. So I just saw it in the mirror. Stoked. little personal win. No, I'm just messing. Let's see. Wins for the week. Okay, so my membership group is surprisingly growing. So we added about a dozen people, I think, over the past week to that. So that is pretty fun. And then one of my goals has been to be on more podcasts as a guest and kind of die to my desire of being a host for a while. And so I got booked on a couple shows this week as well. So that was fun. And then a little teaser for later. Can't make an announcement, but I had a very special person going to join my team here at the office. So it's going to be me, my two other personalities, and this person, which I'll make a public announcement later. Since I know this is recorded, it's not all worked out yet. But it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited.
Now, is this somebody who's going to be joining you in your business, or what is,
yeah. Yes, yeah. Maybe joining me in my business, working in the office, and it's going to be, yeah, we'll see how it goes. It's going to be a lot of fun, I think.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations on the beard and growing that membership. I know that you've shared with us before, sometimes you've been hesitant to start stuff like that, and maybe even this one too, I feel like you might have said. So it's cool to see you following through on it and that people are responding to it. So kudos to you. And Sid, did you have something? I saw you had your hand up.
Yes, I had a question for Billy. Good morning, Billy. Congrats on increasing the number of people in your membership. That's pretty awesome. Did you raise the price?
No, I didn't. I haven't, but it's the strategy. You know me, Sid. I've thought this through. So it's good. But I will say this, there is I did the pricing of the membership group before I listened to this podcast episode, but Nick Loper of Think of the Side Hustle Show has a lady on there talking about a low ticket. So it's low ticket, low responsibility membership group. And so anyway, I thought I should raise the price, but then I listened to that episode and I'm like, I'm dead on the money with the strategy. And it's working really well for her. So anyway, more on that later.
Okay, fair. All right. Well, congratulations again, Billy. And good to hear that you're going to be jumping on some other podcasts as a guest, I assume, to promote Amazon influencing and your membership. So yeah, okay, cool. He just flashed me in a 100% emoji. So cool. Good to hear. And excited to hear you talk more about it, even though it's not official, but even hear you talk a little bit about it at Empowered Podcasting in June in Charlotte. So all right, I'm gonna keep things moving. Well, hey, Billy could still be there and we could sit down and have a nice lunch and talk all about Amazon influencing. Maybe that's what
I'm very much looking forward to that one.
All right. I'm going to go to Sid. Good morning officially to you, Sid. And I'm spinning the wheel for you. We will, if it lands on a t-shirt or some kind of prize, it's going to Jackie. No, didn't land on the prize. Sid, what's the most valuable thing that you've gained from being a part of a podcasting community? It doesn't have to be this one. But what's the most valuable thing you think you've learned so far being a part of a podcasting community?
Okay, so learned or gained? And good morning, everyone.
Ooh, you can choose.
Because you said both,
did
right?
I? Oops.
Yeah, you said both. the first one was gained, and then you said learned. So what does the wheel say, Mark?
The wheel says gained.
Okay, I'll answer both, though. I think the thing that I've gained the most, and I'll be specific about this community, is friendship and lots of great friendships and connections and people that I would have never met otherwise. And let's be clear, there is no reason logically that I should have met anybody in this room. Think about that for a minute. Had Clubhouse not existed, I would not have met any of you. And so I think that in and of itself and this community is one of the biggest blessings in my life, is to have made connections with so many people that come into this room on a daily basis. What have I learned? Again, I'll say because of this community, and I'm going to broad stroke it, I learned to be a podcaster. Before, I was just some guy with a Yeti mic and an anchor, you know, app open, recording something, not knowing it, what I was doing and fumbling my way through it. And I learned how to be a podcaster because of the people in this community.
Mm. I love both those answers. Wow. Thank you, Sid. I couldn't agree more. I'm trying to think of, you know, where I could go with that. And I think you nailed it. So thank you. And yeah, the friendships, I mean, that I think about that I've gained from this community, it's invaluable. I mean, I never would have probably done what we've done with Next Gen Podcaster working with Nick. I don't know that I would have an Empowered Podcasting conference coming up if it weren't for Sid, Dominic, Simona, Alex, Lloyd, and all the others. And this is all because of really this community. I know Lloyd is a little different, and Lloyd's from a different community that I'm a part of. So yeah, those friendships, yes, they are friendships as well, and they add so much value for me, both personally and professionally. I'm so grateful. And it's a big, 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 big reason why we're doing this conference in June. EmpoweredPodcasting.com. It's to nurture those friendships and create new ones and learn a shitload while we're at it. Okay. So now we're going to go to Jackie. Good morning, Jackie. And please share some wins from your week.
Good morning, everybody. So, wins from my week. Yesterday, I interviewed the genetic researcher for my daughter's genetic condition. That's a big win. I do have to tell you, my mic died. And then I was doing it in my ear pod, and my ear pod died.
Oops.
So I will be hiring a sound editor for this one. Mm. Somebody, anybody. I'm dead serious because I cannot handle that on my own. I'm taking applications. And I am a week free of smoking cigarettes.
Oh, congratulations. I've been following you on TikTok talking about that. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. I kind of dropped off making the videos because I don't know. I don't know why I did. I should have kept making them. But yeah, now I'm 7 days and I'm feeling good. I don't even miss it. And I feel like I'm missing something. Oh, me, Soda, and Amanda and Paula were all hanging out on Instagram yesterday. And it was really fun. And yeah, just wanted to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I enjoyed watching that. That was fun watching you guys chat. And actually, you guys ended up giving me a great idea for a topic next week about ways that we can support each other as podcasters. There are some ways that I think a lot of us just assume, like, okay, we know we could do X, Y, and Z. And then there are other ways that I think people don't think about. And I want us to explore how can we support one another as podcasters, and not just for this community, but just in general, helping a fellow podcaster. So I really enjoyed that conversation, and I'm glad you brought it up, Jackie. And I wanted to ask, oh, first, let me just throw out at you, as far as that audio issue, yes, I saw Simona quickly raise her hand that she's ready to take your business. And
no, I actually was going to say she needs Jay.
Jay. Okay. So she's referring out business, even cooler of you. Okay. And what I was going to say is you may not even need a human being. You know, I've shared this before with the Podcasting Morning Chat. I run the audio through Auphonic, Auphonic. And for example, if you listened to Wednesday's episode, we had Lloyd join us for the news, and I had made a comment at one point asking him if he was calling in from a cave because it sounded so echoey. But if you go back and listen to that episode from Wednesday on your favorite podcast platform, the Podcasting Morning Chat, you won't hear a single echo at all coming from Lloyd. It almost sounded like he was in the studio. It was unbelievable to me, the difference. I actually just told Nick about that yesterday. I went and checked in on it because it dawned on me. I'm like, I wonder how that actually sounded. And I was really impressed. So I would start there, Jackie. And then if it's not doing it for you. You have plenty of people here and plenty of people here that can refer you to other people. So we'll help you out with that. One question for you. One question for you, Jackie. You said you got the genetic researcher who's researching what your daughter has. You did that interview. Is there anything, like one thing that you learned or didn't know that your eyes were kind of opened to?
That there are kids that have gotten better, quote, better, meaning like they didn't need assistance with speech anymore and learning anymore. They actually did catch up, which I had not known before. I was told at birth, that's what you get. Their development, if it's behind, it's going to stay behind. So there is hope in there. There's a lot of hope in there. And there also, she asked me to be a part of something in the U.S. gathering information for her so they can compare even more cases. And they're going to start trying to do some kind of like, I mean, it kind of went over my head, but it's super cool. Some genetic research where they like break it down to being a neutron and then somehow they can like give it to people and it can take it away. It's like something crazy for a lot of genetic conditions. So I'm not sure exactly how that works. Don't quote me on that exact thing. It's in my episode if you want to hear more about it. Mm-hmm. But it was like, and I feel like that's not only for my daughter's genetic condition. They're probably working on this for tons of genetic conditions out there, which is insane and incredible. So, yeah.
Very cool. I love hearing that. And one more time, I say one more time because you've shared it before, but I don't think you've shared it today. What is the name of this? Is it considered a disease?
It's just
a genetic disorder or condition. Okay.
So diseases, I guess, are something that you can, get rid of potentially, right? It's something that invades your body. Disorders are the ones that are like genetic. So you could call it a condition, a disorder, but, it is called Sifrim-Hitz-Weiss and there's another name for it, CHD4 disorder. So,
okay. Yeah. I just want to make sure because somebody could be listening that's dealing with something similar or, you know, dealing in the same kind of situation. And I think it's important that we raise awareness for these sorts of things. So thank you for bringing that to this community, Jackie. And awesome to hear that you had a great conversation. All right. So now we're going to go to Walt. Walt, good morning. Please forgive me. I feel like we haven't gotten to you on stage the past day or two, and I'm glad to hear from you. I'm going to spin the wheel for you, and if we get a prize, that's going to Alexandra. Man. I have to keep the integrity of the wheel. You know, I could easily just say, oh yeah, you won, but then that's no fun. All right. Who was it? Oh, yeah. Walt. What's one tip that you could give all podcast guests that you wish they knew before coming on your show? And it can't be something about nerves because we've already talked about nerves. Walt, are you there? There he is.
Yeah, he stumped me, though. Interesting. So, and sorry for the background noise at the gym. It's my new win is going early in the morning. I don't know.
I've stumped him.
All right. So the question is, what's something like a tip, advice, or
just... that you wish all guests knew going into a podcast interview?
Oh, I think it was me. Yeah, my guests are like some phenomenal people. I feel like I'm getting advice from them. So I think with guests, I'm very, very big on guesting. I got you. I'm very big on guesting. And I think that we often think of the short form or like going on a show and we want something kind of in return. But when you're a guest on a show, it's an opportunity to just become a part of someone else's life, their awareness, what they know. And it's like a really cool opportunity. It's like a almost like a privilege to be introduced to just however many people listen to something. So kind of coming on with knowing that, also with the mindset that you're there to do a specific job, is not always to promote what you're doing, but to make the host feel like a superstar, create the best show ever. Your episode that you're on could be referred to by many. One example is, right now, everyone, if you don't know, go look it up or something, but Cat Williams on Shannon Sharpe's show, he was an amazing guest, basically changed the perception of that show for people around the world with just one, like, two-hour conversation, an episode that Shannon Sharpe himself didn't expect to do what it did, but it did. So I think being a guest is a really, really good privilege. It's an opportunity, regardless of the size of the show. And then also, there's just a lot of ways to leverage the clips and stuff. I don't think the size of a show matters in regards to whether or not you should go on a show. I think it matters more on like the topic, the content. But like going on a show that gets like 5 downloads monthly and they've never grown is still a great opportunity, because you could probably work with the host so you can get the files and create content from it, and use it as one, a way to kind of big up the host, but also a leverage to get onto other shows, really to share your story a bit more. So I'm going to stop there. I'm going to stop there because I just felt myself about to say a few more things. But, yeah.
Thank you, Walt. And way to pull it out, right? Walt was like, wait, what? Which I don't know the answer. And then all of a sudden he's just rattling off a list of gems. So thank you.
Know what's funny? This guy named Chris Ward Jr., he's my coach, collaborator. He's like, I call him a magician and a wizard. You all should look him up. But I tell to him, like, I really don't know what I know until someone points out what I know. So I'm just out here.
Yeah.
Appreciate you, Mark.
I feel you, Walt. I feel you. I sometimes feel the same way. I sometimes don't realize what I know and how much I know until it's kind of pulled out of me. That definitely happens to me. And I love some of the things you said. I'm not going to list it all. And I love how you said your responsibility as a guest, one of your responsibilities is to make the host sound like a superstar. I think that is a sign of a really good guest, because, and one of the pieces of advice I've given people who are going to be a guest is to go back, listen to at least one episode and pick a random one, or pick one maybe that calls to you. And take a couple notes, and then when you're doing the interview, find a way to weave in the fact that you heard that episode. Call out one of those past episodes during your interview. It does two things. It makes the host feel really good, and makes the host feel like, okay, this guest is taking this seriously and interested. And it says the same. It tells the same thing to the audience. The audience will appreciate that. It will connect you as a guest even more with that audience, because they're saying, huh, okay, this person, they get it, they care. Now I want to hear even more of what they have to say. Sid, what did you want to add?
So I loved everything Walt said. I'm just going to be a little more tactical based on experience answering this question, which is do not disturb. Please remember as a guest to turn on your do not disturb and shut off your email and your phone and all that, so it doesn't ring in the middle of a conversation that you're having on a podcast, because hearing email dings on a podcast are very annoying, right?
Yes, because we're most of the time using our mobile devices, and then we hear those dings and we think it's our own device. It's a great way. It's a great pattern disrupt. It's a great way to really capture an audience's attention. But I think, unfortunately, it can turn out to be a negative one, especially if it continues. I've definitely had clients, I've had guests that I've experienced that. And it's like, you pause for a second, you say, hey, can you turn off the notifications? And then they still continue. I think I had one client deal with that because the guest turned off their notifications on their iPhone, but couldn't figure out how to turn them off from their Apple computer. So it was still going off no matter what they did. And it was quite annoying. Yeah, good advice, Sid. Okay, let's go to Alexandra. Good morning, Alexandra. Did you want to share any wins with us from your week?
Good morning. Sure. So I filled out yet a bunch of new job applications. So fingers crossed that I get one of them. I'm really hoping for the one by my local utility board, because then I can get a discount on our electricity bill and stuff like that. Because my mom and I actually got a really good offer on our house. So hopefully with that, we'll have a really decent down payment to get a really good mortgage rate to buy a new house. That's the goal. And also, I secured my first backer for my crowdfunding campaign that's launching in May for the Divine Instruments, because we're finally getting back to that. I've confirmed the availability of all of my cast members, so everybody's still going to be a part of it. And so first thing next week, I will be renewing my contract with SAG-AFTRA to make sure that we stay a SAG production. So I'm going to be reaching out to more people next week, hopefully, to secure more pre-backing pledges, so that when we launch on May 1st, we'll start off with a bang. So,
congratulations! That's awesome. I didn't mean to cut you off. Did you want to say something else?
I was gonna say, if everybody would just keep me in their thoughts and their prayers on Monday. I am having surgery, so let's just hope that I don't that everything goes smoothly, because this is supposed to help with the health issues that I've been struggling with since last year.
No, we will absolutely keep you in our thoughts. Wish you a healthy and speedy recovery. And also best of luck with these job applications, the house, and excited to hear that things are rolling again, up and moving with the crowdfunding campaign for the show. So yeah, kudos to you. Congratulations to you, Alexandra. And yes, we will definitely be thinking about you on Monday. All right.
Where's Paula?
Paula, that's the question I ask her all the time. She will be here. She likes to come and check out the replay these days. And she's been in the room occasionally, just not as frequently. And I think it's partially because she's got several things going on, and yeah, so she doesn't make it often during the live, but you can also catch her tonight on the Friday evening, the podcasting evening chat at 9 p.m. Eastern, where she co-hosts with Alex and Cynthia. So you can always join them there as well. All right, so what I want to do is make sure we get to everyone's wins who are on stage. So I want to keep that moving. We'll see if we have time for the wheel as we go. Amanda, good morning. It was good watching you with Jackie and crew yesterday on Instagram Live. I really enjoyed the conversation. Please share some wins from your week.
Hey, good morning. Happy Friday. Congratulations on everyone and their wins. Dominic, I was watching the awards as well. Let me see. What's a win for me this week? A win for me, just connecting with some amazing people and scheduling some amazing things. That's a win, some of which I can't speak on right now, but to be announced in the future. I've been really taking this time to not be resistant to transition. And I'll leave that win at that. Sorry, these are all vague, but things that are coming up in the future that I don't want to spill the beans on yet. And there was one more win that I really had, and now I can't remember, but those are enough. And even though you guys probably have no idea what I'm talking about, they're all exciting and to be announced. So there you go.
Interesting. And I I heard you mention, and I'm just going to say it because you said it on Instagram Live. I heard you mention a potential rebrand. So I think that's probably some of why this is a little vague. And I'm very curious. And you said one of your wins is that you've been working hard at not being so resistant to change. Is there anything specific that you do to work around that? Is it as simple as just telling yourself, nope, don't be resistant to change? Or do you have a tool or a technique that you do to help you through that?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of call it the snowball effect in anything that you do. You know, change, our brains are scared of change, right? Because it's outside of your comfort zone. But if you can hold on to that one moment when you were all in with change, went all in with doing something that was out of your comfort zone that you've never done, that feeling that you get is absolutely amazing, you know? And it could be rebranding. It could be having, you know, a certain guest on your podcast that is like, makes you super nervous to have on. You don't know how you're going to act or what you're going to say, and or speaking on a stage or speaking at a conference, whatever it may be. When you finally do that thing, that feeling that you get is absolutely amazing. So you take that with you to the next time that you do something, and all those scarcity and doubt and all that will rise up into the pit of your stomach. But then you remind yourself of that last time that you did something that was scary and uncomfortable and you know, made you feel all the feels. And that will always trump that feeling that you had from doing the thing, will always trump the feelings that were holding you back. So I always try to take that with me in everything that I do. And, you know, just remembering all the good things that come from when you made a change, in whether it was your life or your business, a positive change. So there you have it.
Thank you. I love that. Thank you. Great insight. Great reminder. And yeah, I think for me, another one I would add to that is I like to remind myself when I'm in those moments, I like to remind myself that of my goals or my values or the reasons why I'm doing that very thing that I'm doing and that I'm working on perhaps changing. What was the reason behind, and we'll use a podcast, what was the reason behind why I committed to doing the podcasting morning chat every day, Monday through Friday? You know, because there are times where behind the scenes, I might get frustrated with something about the show. Maybe it's coming up with new topic ideas. Maybe it's feeling frustrated about growth, whatever it is. But to remind myself, well, what is the reason why I did this in the first place? And to me, part of it is I love to pour into people. I love to empower people. I feel like it's one of my superpowers. And to be able to start my day doing that every Monday through Friday sets my day off right. And yes, I do this also for business purposes. It's a way to showcase myself and the others in the room that are doing big things in the podcast industry. So yeah, those reminders sometimes when we're struggling with change, struggling with a negative situation, it's to reconnect with those goals, those values, those reasons. I think it does go a long way. Thank you, Amanda. Okay, let's keep it going. I want to hear more wins. DR, good morning. Good to have you back up here. Please share some wins from your week.
Thank you. Good morning. I've been trying, I'm digging at the bottom of the barrel here, trying to think of a win. But okay, so I have a couple of them, actually. One of my clients is a retired pediatrician. And she sits on the board of the American Academy of Pediatrics. She's always been a little hesitant about monetizing. So she's finally come up with a way that is not going to put her seat on the academy in jeopardy, like a conflict of interest kind of thing. So we are starting a tiny little podcast, an additional podcast, like 12 episodes, solo episodes, to establish herself as, you know, an authority. And there's a huge workbook, like a huge workbook, 50 some pages that goes along, you know, the chapters go along with each episode. And, you know, I love starting out with, you know, picking the music and picking the art. And, you know, it's very creative. It speaks to all my senses. And, you know, I haven't been in the podcasting game all that much. So it feels like, someone really does trust me with this. Someone really feels like I know what I'm doing. And she's taking my coaching. She's taking my directions. And it just feels really good.
I love that. Thank you for sharing that. And I also had to point out that, you know, this is why we do it. You mentioned, you know, I was struggling, digging at the bottom of the barrel, trying to find that those wins. And that this is one reason why we do this, is because I want to encourage us to stop and take a moment to think about what's going on in our lives over the past week. What have we been able to do? And I so appreciate your share about how, I know I'm using my own words here, but it sounds like how invigorating it is for you to be involved in that creation of a podcast. I totally feel that. I get it.
Yeah. And if I could take just a second to answer the very first question about making a guest feel a little bit more comfortable.
Sure.
Sometimes, because you can say till you're blue in the face, don't worry about making mistakes. This is an edited show. We will edit it out. You can say that until you're blue in the face. But until you actually, you know, make a stumble yourself. So sometimes I will stumble or make a mistake to where I would have to say, oh, you know what? That's okay. I'm going to edit that out. Until they see that, then they really know, oh, okay. If they did it, then I can do it too. So it kind of puts them more at ease if they see that.
Yep. Yep. Totally agree with you. That's a line, a go-to line for me when I'm sitting down with a guest one-on-one is, hey, it's okay. If you mess up, just stop. Tell me, I didn't like that. We'll edit it out and you can start over. And it really does put a guest's mind at ease because they don't always think about that because they're not doing podcasting the way we do podcasting. So those are important reminders. I appreciate that. Thank you, DR. I'm going to keep going and say hello to Soda this morning. Good morning, Soda. I would love to hear, how was it meeting Dominic? And please share some wins from your week.
Well, that is my win of meeting Dom, Kenda, and Crystal. So
oh, cool.
That was really cool.
Awesome. I didn't realize you got to meet Kenda and Crystal too. Very cool.
Yes. Yeah. So, and then we had two really good Instagram lives this week. So yeah, it was a good week for me.
Awesome. Well, congratulations, Soda. And I love watching the relationships that you've formed within this community. It's fun. When you do those lives, I see you lighten up when people come in and join you from this community specifically. It's so fun to watch. And I enjoy when I have the time and I see that notification pop up, I really enjoy jumping in and watching you guys and getting encouraged by you guys to come join with the live. I tend to lurk. So, all right, let's go to Chris. Chris Vaglio, good morning to you. Would you share some wins with us from your week?
Hey, hey, hey. Yeah, it's been a pretty busy week for me. And yeah, thank you, Soda, for letting me jump on your live the other day. That was a lot of fun. That was super impromptu. So that was a ton of fun. Yeah, so this week's been great, actually. A lot of things have been going on. Mark, you know this, but I actually, and I sent you this stuff yesterday, and I talked about it a little bit on Soda's Live, but I am restarting my own personal podcast again. It was formerly known as Rocket Live, and now it's going to be called Creative Frequencies, Conversations with Creative Pros. And yeah, I feel like it's time to get that back up and running again, because my last episode that I published on that was back in June of last year. And really the whole focus of that show is just talking to other creative professionals from all walks of life, from all parts of the industry, and just having conversations about, you know, what it's like being a creative professional. And so I'm really excited to get that back up and running again. Soda's going to be a guest. I got Paula's going to be a guest. So I am starting to put together my whole guests repertoire. And now that I've been doing, I've learned so much from doing Song Swap Showdown, from this group and all that, that I've got all kinds of new efficient ways to do the show now, so I'm not overwhelming myself like I did last time, which is why I wound up putting in a hiatus in the first place. So I'm super excited about that. Also was really pumped to be part of that panel discussion this week for Stacy's event down in here in New Jersey. That was a lot of fun. And Mark, it was so great having you on that Zoom. So it was like a total like half and half of like podcast morning chat and like real life, but virtual. It was pretty wild to do that. So that was a lot of fun to do. Looking forward to doing more things like that with Stacy as well, because she's got a lot of great ideas. Her and Elizabeth, her partner Elizabeth, and all this is very cool. So I'm really happy that they're pushing this forward now in New Jersey. So yeah, overall been a really, really great week. And Amanda and I, also a really quick win is that Amanda and I decided to actually take next week off. So we decided that, you know what, we push ourselves really hard. We do the show every single week. We stream live, but you know, we both decided we have to allow each other, you know, little breaks every now and then. So we are taking next Monday off, which I think is something we just need to be better at, is, you know, taking these little breaks so that way we can recharge creatively. So I'm taking that as a win too, because I think it's something her and I just both need. You know, if it's every 10 weeks or something like that, that's fine. I think it's just so we don't get creator burnout. So yeah, that's it for me. Yeah. And by the way, I was saying in the chat, I love the fact that whenever you're a guest on Soda's show, you get your little character.
Yes.
I love seeing this, like everybody repping their Soda creations. So thanks, Soda.
Yeah. So what Chris is referring to is here on Clubhouse, a bunch of us have changed our profile pictures and I feel left out. I need to switch mine because Soda, when she has one of us on, or really any guest on her show, she then makes these cartoon images of us, and everybody likes to rep them here in the podcasting morning chat live. And yeah, Chris, congratulations on restarting the show, rebranding the show. We'll save my question for another conversation just because of time, but I will come back to you the next time you join us, because I want to talk about the reasons behind the rebrand and name change. But I want to get to our moderators, and so we will get back to you maybe next week. Let's go to our moderators and wrap up with our rapid fire wins. We're going to go from the last moderator to appear on stage, and then we'll bring it back to me. So Simona, starting with you, please share your wins and then pass it on to Alex, and then keep passing it down the line till it ends up with me. Good morning again, Simona.
Good morning, everybody. I'm going to share a couple with you today. So I'm actually in the process right now of submitting my podcast for first ever award submission ever. So I'm really excited about that. I onboarded a new client this week, which I'm really excited to work with. I've walked 10,000 steps or over 10,000 steps every day for the last 30 days. And I am temporarily moving down to the States and I leave on Wednesday and I'm prepping my house for Airbnb. So lots of change, lots of fun things. I'll be in a different time zone from next week. So I might not be in the room as much, but that's not here nor there. We'll talk about that later. Anyways, over to you, Alex.
Good. I couldn't get the mic to go. The Yankees are undefeated. You can hate me all you want, but right now the Yankees are undefeated. Uh-huh. We are getting ready for our first in-person library podcast. We're very excited about that. And we have a birthday party, a Squishmallow birthday party that we're going to do because we finally got around to her December birthday this weekend. And Dominic, it's to you, but the Yankees are still undefeated.
The reason I'm giving a thumbs down because I'm a Sox fan. I love my Red Sox. Mm. So there you go.
I understand. How about the Blue Jays? Anyone for the Toronto Blue Jays?
We don't care about the Blue Jays. And Amanda, there's a good reason I love you, and it's not because you're a Philly fan.
Don't even start, Alex.
Hilarious. Let me get us back on track here. So wins this week, obviously went to the Ambies, had a fantastic time, got to understand how that worked and stuff like that. A few other wins. Let's see. So in addition to the Signals opening up this week, the W3 Awards opened up this week as well. And when you go to the W3's website, you may see a familiar face on the website. It is me as a featured juror on this season of the W3 Awards. So I guess when you win six in two different categories in one session, I guess they kind of give you little things like that. Let's see. Another win is, so I'll be going to doing like a little East Coast swing here in about 2 weeks, where I'll be in Atlanta for a few days and then I'll be in New York. And so I told some of the podcasters in Atlanta that I'll be there, and it looks like it's going to be an entire party or something. I'm almost kind of scared with Paula, Walt, Jackie's in the group or whatever. So we may have unforgettable epic night down in Atlanta. I don't know what's going to happen, but it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. So there's that. So hopefully we're going to try to see do something maybe similar in New York when I go there the few days after that. And last but not least, my son had senior prom last night and he had a ball. And so that was really cool and happy for him. For those who may not know, my son is autistic. And so him going out and stuff like that, it's not really, you know, always top of mind, but he had an absolute blast last night. So I was really happy for him to see him back. Go with you, Walt.
Yeah, Dominic, you should let the people know that you're not going to show up Saturday. You just won't be able to get your election.
I gotta go to work, man.
Hey, we'll get you there. We'll get you there. wins. Honestly, like it has, I mean, maybe like indirectly, but it doesn't really have like, is well, it's not directly to do with me, but Lisa winning is just a really big thing. She's awesome. Her show's awesome. Why she created it. It's just like a really beautiful thing. So it's just like not a win for me, but I'm just appreciating it. So I'm on a high for that. I'm getting things at work are going very, very well. It's almost kind of weird. Especially because comparing this time to last time, but that's not something to share here. But you know, everything's going really well there. And I think it also just blends into my own content. I'm going to shout out Crystal because she kind of reminded me that my audiences and my content isn't as separate as it seems. Sometimes when you're just in it too much, you kind of get blinded by what's in front and you can't really see around it. So I think everything's kind of going well content wise as well. Family's good. Yeah, I think things are good right now. Things are good right now. I'm working on becoming the, you know, sexiest man of the year. So I'm in the gym right now. So yeah, keep y'all updated on that. Over to you, Nick.
Sorry, I was on a different app. So this week, I'm going to say just making it through the week. It was a long week between doing stuff at work. Had a lot going on. Still was able to get done a pretty good chunk of a guest blog post that we're publishing for an AI tool company. Working on finishing up one of our short form videos for another brand deal that we're working with. And then I still have to do it, but I'm going to count this as a win this week, publishing the first episode of the AI briefing. So I'm putting it out there. It's going to happen. It's going to get done today and it's going to get published.
Awesome. Congratulations to all of our moderators on all of your wins. I want to quickly point out something to Walt. At least it's my observation. And just the fact that you had mentioned everything with work is going really well. And congratulations. And also, I personally want to believe that part of that has to do with the changes I see you making. In other words, you're doing things like, because I remember having a call with you when we talked about you becoming a moderator here. And I remember you saying, you know, you were looking forward to doing this, making this commitment because you wanted to start your days off earlier to get more done. And look at you. You join us every morning. You're hitting the gym every morning. You're taking those steps. You're being the person that you want to be. And I think that if I can be woo for a minute, I think the universe rewards that, those efforts. So kudos to you.
Hey, I'm woo with you. We do woo all day.
Okay.
Appreciate that. Appreciate that. Yeah, you're not wrong. Definitely not wrong.
Very cool. Well, my wins this week, we've made some big progress again with Empowered Podcasting. And I'll say that a specific win around that is the fact that we've had a little bit of hiccups here and there with the hotel. Nothing awful, but hiccups that I know in the past I probably would have been freaking out about and making a bigger deal than they were. And instead, I stopped. I reminded myself of my phrase for 2024, to let go and believe. And that's what I practiced. I let the fear and nerves go around, the wrong dates are in the contract. And I just believed it's going to work out. And I'm not going to let it eat away at me. I'm just going to believe it's going to work out. And it did. And then we had another issue with the hotel where they only gave us a block of king beds. So only one or two people per room, which wouldn't have worked out very well because I know people want to share rooms. I know people are bringing families, etc. And again, I could have freaked out about that. And I just believed it would work out. And it did. So those are some wins from my week. I will stop there. We are way over time. So thank you all for sharing. Thanks for contributing to the conversation. Thanks for welcoming the Wheel of Topics back into the mix. I appreciate it. Don't forget, remember that tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern time, you can join the Friday evening chat or the podcasting evening chat that happens on Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern. Join Alex, Paula, Cynthia, and a lot of people from this room and also other Clubhousers that don't generally or aren't able to generally join us here. So until Monday, enjoy your Easter holiday if you celebrate and make it a great weekend, everybody. Take care.